I am here with Anthony Nguyen, about to share with us his poem, A Weekend of Displacement. Anthony, will you go ahead and introduce your poem and perform it for us, please?
So, this is one of my favorite poems I would like to share with you. It is called A Weekend of Displacement. I hope you will enjoy this. The lady walks across the room with dignity, boasting on her shoulders like a crown of locks, fashioned by the nurturing hands of a thousand mothers. Ancestral roots of royal eloquence that extend longer than immemorial skies. She floats in between prodigal sons, eclipsed from the urban wild, growing uprooted men as maternal instincts gravitate her towards her own. Son tries to sit motionless, but emotions flame, unfamiliar syllables in his body language. Curiosity forms long creases on his forehead that draw deeper than someone's last breath spoken in a parable, because nostalgia clouds his sight of a little boy, of his likeness walking beside his mother, a reflection in the mirror to the past, when life met video games and sleepovers. Tight, he embraces his mother, losing himself in an earthly warmth, a place where their souls first met. Tears, a therapeutic cleansing, looses and undresses the penal years of an abnormal cost of living. As the child stares with wistful eyes in a closed mouth full of, "Are you my dad? When would I get tall? Why can't you leave with us?" Their eyes dance and a tongue too emotional for words. So he hugs his son, his heir, like a wedding band holds a promise never to unlock his bond. Sitting at a table that is small as their talk, short as their minutes allowed, an officer makes it his duty to undermine their visit, like missing teeth ruin a smile. With a blank finish, sadness renders his face and displays a growing man has misplaced his responsibility. Thank you.
Man, thank you. I actually got shivers with that, hearing you recite this poem. I've read it. There's so much more in your voice even than, and it's an incredible poem. I told you before we started, it's intense. As a father who spent some time behind bars, and that was the toughest thing of the whole thing, was being a parent behind bars. This really resonates with me, man, and I don't want to put my meaning on it though, so I guess I'm going to ask, will you kind of let readers, listeners, because it's got so much beautiful imagery in here, and I think the story tells itself, but I think people would like to understand where you came from, what you were coming from when you wrote this.
Yeah, because, you know, the thing is, like, when I got incarcerated, you know, my son was like 1.5 years old, right? So when I came in here, it's like I was disconnected from him as well, right? And it's like I didn't get to see him for, like, I'm going to say 15 years later. Physically, I didn't get to see him until 15 years later. And that event happened in the visiting room, you know. And my mother, she was able to bring him in. You know, that's the three people that's involved that's in this poem that I wrote, you know, because by me seeing him for the first time, as a teenager, you know, it became surreal. It's like the meaning of life just changed for me, you know, and it was like a lot of regrets, a lot of missed out time, a lot of first this, a lot of first that, you know, but yet at the same time, he was able to come in the visit room and, you know, like seeing myself, you know what I'm saying? It was like, I was just trying to put those emotions in words, right? And that's why, you know, I was using the rhythm, you know, to try to put it in an artistic way to really capture a person and draw them in. But that's mainly the story behind that.
Yeah, it obviously made an impression on you. You just said it changed your life. And this is something that this is some years ago now, and you're still writing this beautiful, very, very evocative, but very, like, these are specific moments that seem to have resonated and stayed with you. And you're right, you did put it in very poetic way. Unfamiliar syllables in his body language is a line that I just, it stands with me powerfully. A child stares with wistful eyes and a closed mouth full of, and then a series of questions. Like, it haunts me. And so, how do you pick the language? I mean, who knows, right? But, like, explain to everybody your writing process, I guess, to find such beautiful language for such an intense feeling that you've captured.
Because, you know, I'm a creative person, right? And I say this to individuals a lot, but I don't think they really understand when I tell them this, is that, you know, I'm going on 30 years in prison, but I have yet to be bored, right? Because my imagination won't allow me to be bored, and my creativity will not allow me to be bored. So, if I know how to say something one particular way, I try to figure out at least three or four ways of saying the same thing, right? In a creative way, you know? And I think that played a part in me expressing myself, you know, in an effective manner. But also, like you were just talking about, you know, the child stares with wistful eyes and a closed mouth, right? Those questions he asked me. So you gotta, you know, it's like, you know, it hit me, you know, because it's like, all of them is like, it just hit me. I wasn't prepared for that. You know, I really wasn't prepared for that. So, you know, just thinking back on that, it was like, okay, I'm gonna really make this poem, you know, I'm gonna put a lot into this poem because it meant a lot to me, and I'm searching for these feelings and these emotions, and I'm trying to put them in words, right? And hopefully I did a good job at it. That it can last for, you know, it can be a classic. People can read it years down the road, or even when I'm gone, they can be able to relate to it, you know, seeing your child for the first time in this type of setting, right?
As somebody who went through a lot of these feelings, I think you wrote the best poem I've ever read to capture them. So I think you did a good job. I think the natural follow-up, you said it changed your life. Where has this taken you?
I wanted to be a better person, You know, I created fatherhood programs. You know, I've been a mentor. You know, so, you know, it touched me in a way, you know what I'm saying, that it was very transformative. You know, and like I said, you know, that was my experience and that was my truth. You know, and like I said, it's resonating to this day, you know, from the decisions that I made in the past. But
yeah. Fatherhood can, and the tangibility of fatherhood can be a real motivating factor. I can relate. And so, what else, to follow up, you talked about the fatherhood program as one of the things that this has inspired in you. What is a lesson that you would offer to other parents behind bars, or to an understanding to the world about this from that perspective?
So, I would say, never stop trying to reach out. Right? I mean, you know, where people don't know is communication. Social distancing is real in prison, you know, but there are more than one way in order to get your communication out, right? If it's writing a letter, if it's making a phone call, establishing, you know, contacts and building meaningful relationships so that way you can stay in contact with your kids, right? You know, and that's one thing that hurt me because, you know, when you're young, when I came here as a teenager, I didn't think about parenthood. I was immature, you know, but as you growing up through that and maturing, you start to realize you got to do better. I got to do better. So, you know, my point is always steady reaching out and speaking on them. And I think mainly this poem is to be like my letter to him. To let him know that he was always on my mind when I was doing this 36 years. I think that's pretty much it.
It's a letter to him. Yeah, that's beautiful, yeah, man. Right. That's beautiful. Hopefully he'll get to hear this as well as read it. So, any last thoughts before we, for readers, or, you know, about the poem, about your art in general, about anything before we say goodbye?
Well, no, I just want to say I appreciate Humanization Project. You know, I want to appreciate you. You know, I want to appreciate Virginia Tech. You know, for offering, you know, this medium for us to grow. You know, and I hope other writers, you know, be willing to participate and share their work. You know, because there's a lot of talent in here. You know. A lot, I'm telling you, like the artwork, you know, the crochet work, it's stuff in here, man, that society they can't even imagine that what guys are doing creatively in here, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully, you know, we can expand to something else where people can actually see a little bit more, you know, of what we got going on in here, you know. Yeah, so, but thank everybody. Thank you for your time, too.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure. And actually, got to make sure we add in, thank you for recognizing us. I'm just a small part of this particular thing. Virginia Tech and actually our efforts on it are all, shout out to Coalition for Justice and Margaret, who made this, created this whole thing in the first place also. So I'm going to, I don't want to misplace that at all. But I do appreciate you and you sharing your voice. Thank you, Anthony. And you have a good one, man.
You too.